You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Recently, a paper was published on a binary star system that has been discovered with some interesting features. Today, I speak with Dr. Jan Aldridge about what the star system is and what makes it unique. Would you like to start by telling our listeners about the rare star system CPD 292176?
Well, it's a lovely name, isn't it? It's one of those things that tell you that nobody's ever actually looked at this star before. Because when it's got a long name, it's like it's where it is in the sky and it's the catalogue that someone found it in. But it was just quite remarkable. So it was a few years ago, one of my colleagues in the US had a student who was looking at the system because it had a flash of X-rays, which tells us that there's a neutron star in that patch of the sky. And we didn't know anything else at that stage. But you know there's a neutron star, which is a dead star. So stars about 8 times more massive than our sun will die in a big supernova and create these neutron stars. And so we knew it was in this patch of the sky, and the first thing you do is you go and look for it, and that's what we found, that this was already in the catalogues. It was this star that I can't remember the name. But when we looked at it, we realized, oh, it's a binary system. And then they studied it to see a bit more, because, you know, you can see that there's a visible star. You've seen the flash of X-rays. You know there must be this dead neutron star there as well. But then you want to work out if they're actually orbiting around each other. And the really bizarre thing, when they looked at the orbit, because they could see the visible star that's like quite a bright blue star. If you're looking at it through a telescope, it's probably too faint to be seen with the naked eye. But we could see it was going around the neutron star in a perfectly circular orbit, which is a bit bizarre because normally when we have a neutron star next to another star, they're actually in something that's a bit more of a squashed circle. Sometimes it's going faster when it's closer to the sun, and other times it's going slower, just like comets in our own solar system. They come in from very far away from the sun and take thousands of years to then come into the inner solar system, where they only spend a few weeks before going back out to the further orbit. And we didn't see that with this star, and so immediately when Noel told me about this, I said, that's really weird, because it shouldn't be circular. And I was saying, like, how circular is it? And it's almost as circular as Earth's orbit around the sun, where we're always at pretty much the same distance. And so what this kind of told us when we're looking at this binary system is that that neutron star must have been formed around this other star, but when it was formed, there wasn't a big dramatic supernova. It must have been like a bit more of I wish you didn't even bother kind of supernova, because nothing must have exploded. This neutron star must have just gone down and to be formed without this big fiery explosion. Otherwise, we would see the imprint in the orbit. And so that just opens up so many questions about how low can you go and still get a neutron star but no supernova? And so it's like giving us many more questions we need to ask now.
It was formed by somewhat of a fizzler of a supernova.
Yeah.
So what makes this unique? What makes this interesting?
Well, it's the first time we've seen this. We've had hints from other kind of observations where you must get these kind of neutron stars forming with a very fizzly, like bit static nova, maybe we should call them, because I mean they're wimpy nova, although I should not start using those words because astronomers are really bad at naming things, and so people might think that the wimpy nova is the same. Anyway, I'll stop going down that tangent, but this is the first time we've found a system that's really close by. It's not that far away. It's only, I think, something like a thousand or so light years away, which is big to us, but in terms of the size of the galaxy, it's really close. And it's such a clear example that, you know, there's no other way you could have formed this system. And so now we know these kind of what we term these ultra-stripped supernovae must have happened, which is that's a theoretical word that we can use for this. Because what's happened is, let's take an example of a well-known star like Betelgeuse, which is in the constellation of Orion. It's really easy to identify with your own eyes because it's a bright reddish-orange star when you look at it. And that's about 15 times the mass of our sun. And when it explodes, it's going to form a neutron star at the center, but throw out 10 solar masses, or 10 times the mass of the sun, into the interstellar medium. And that's what is a big supernova is. It throws all that material out, and there's all this energy. And when Betelgeuse goes supernova sometime in the next few million years, it'll be so bright. It'll be like it's brighter than a full moon, maybe, when it for like 3 or 4 months. Whereas when this supernova exploded, it was just at the mass of a neutron star. So it's lost all this mass, but when it zipped down into this neutron star, it didn't lose anything. And so that's why the orbit is circular, because it didn't change the orbit in any way, and it just shrunk down. And so now we know these things happen. And it's annoying because we can't see them. If you've got all these modern surveys of the sky where they're just almost taking a movie of the night sky and trying to find new supernovae, these are things that will form neutron stars and black holes that we will not see. And even if we were trying to follow every star in the night sky and expecting one of them to suddenly vanish, these things would be so faint before they don't explode and form a supernova, we would miss them as well because we wouldn't be able to see them. So this binary neutron star is telling us about an entire type of event forming these neutron stars that we can't see. And why is it important about the number of neutron stars we form? Because if in a few more million years the other star in this binary explodes, which it will do, and form a neutron star, which it will do, you'll have two neutron stars whirling around each other. And we know that over billions of years, once you've got these two neutron stars orbiting around each other, they can slowly get in a smaller and smaller orbit and eventually collide, where all the gold and silver and platinum and other heavy elements are made from in the universe.
The term used to describe when two binary stars collide, is that called a kilonova?
That's right, yes, that's a kilonova. So in other words, with this other system, we possibly found a kilonova progenitor that may, in a few billion years, produce lots of gold. And systems like this could have produced the gold that's in the jewellery you're wearing right now.
So is there anything else you'd like to add about this new research?
No, but I mean, it's just really exciting. And it's the thing, I mean, apart from all the science, the thing I really like about this is it's a paper and a really interesting piece of work that just came out because Noel said to me something, that, we found this funny system. And what's really cool is it was actually an undergraduate student that was doing the observation. So it just goes to show that, you know, we're still learning so much. And it's just like, it'll be somebody finding something funny is always where the most interesting discoveries are made. And all us theorists who make these computer models have to catch up. And I think that's kind of just a nice thing to go on all about the science, but just also how science is done.
That was Dr. Jan Eldridge speaking to me about a new paper on a very interesting binary star system.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.